There was one other thing as I reflected on the things that we've looked at the last few weeks that I felt that God just underlined to me. And so I just want to just share something only for a few minutes, and then there's some communication stuff that I want to fit in before we finish as well. But in the context of how big is our God, I just wanted to say something about the fear of God. In Psalm 111, verse 10, it says this: "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." And I don't know about you, but there's plenty of things that I need to learn about God. Anyone else? But if the Bible says that the starting point, the beginning of wisdom, is in fearing God, then I think it's perhaps important that we understand exactly what that means. Perhaps understand is an ambition, but something more of what it means, the fear of God. Because I think often in our churches, we talk about God's love for us, and that tends to be our focus and our emphasis. And I think sometimes we kind of think that the fear of God and the love of God, they kind of don't sit well together, because, you know, you've got this fear of God on the one hand, and we like the love of God part, but the fear of God sounds a bit frightening. And I think because fear has those negative connotations, we tend to quickly skip on from that. And I think that if we're not careful, we're in danger of shrinking God into something that is smaller than he really is, because we haven't caught that big sense of who he is. Which is why I felt that I just wanted to just say a couple of things before we move on to other things about the God who is able. Is that okay? And sometimes when I think about the fear of God, I don't know about you, those of you who've been around for a while, we talk about fear, and I think we kind of explain it away. We kind of say, well, when we say it's a fear of God, we say, well, it's not quite fear. It's kind of like a respect. It's like an awe. And I've said that, and I've thought that, and I still believe that. But actually, as I read my Bible and the people who come into contact, who actually get really close, come face to face with God, I don't think it was just a bit of awe or just a mild respect or something that they thought, I know, I probably should respond in a respectful manner here. As I read my Bible, those connections with God that people had, I think they were terrified. I think fear is literally the right word for how they responded to God. The Bible says, let's think of Moses. Moses heard this, back in Exodus, Moses heard this, he covered his face because he was afraid to look at God. It wasn't that he was kind of mustering up some kind of reverence. As far as I can see, it's real fear. Later, I'm not going to unpack all these things, but you're welcome to go and have a read of the stories that I'm referring to. But Isaiah, the Bible says when Isaiah saw God, it was like Isaiah said, that's it, I've seen God, I'm going to die. This is going to kill me. That's how Isaiah responded when he came face to face with God. It wasn't that he thought, I must look at how I respond in such situations. And John, in Revelation, at the end of the Bible, talks about how he saw God, and he says this: when I saw him, I fell at his feet as if I was dead. Now that doesn't sound like a response that was just a passing thing, does it? The reality is, it's not a choice, that actually if we see God, we will fear him. We all will fear him. That is the response if we see God. Does that make sense? But of course, as the Bible leads us towards this truth, that there's this amazing God, that we should put in place a right sense of fear. Straight away, it's always connected. God says, so these encounters, people find themselves in fear before God. But God then straight away follows it up with fear not. And it's kind of like, if you haven't had the encounter, then you wouldn't be able to have the God who then follows it up by saying, don't be afraid, don't fear. The reality is that if you've met God, that's the only option you've got. And I was thinking about this because what repercussions does that have on us in our individual lives? The Bible says that if God is for us, who can be against us? But of course, in order to get to that point, we need to realize who God is. I was thinking about this. So if God is for us, there's a few things that come out of that. Because we know that the Bible describes us as God's children. Well, think about that for a moment. If you know the security that comes from God, if that's the image that God has for us, that God is our Father. I don't know about you, I'm not some super macho dad, but if someone comes to harm my kids, then I'll do something about it. It might not always be effective, but I'll be responding pretty quickly. And if that is that's the way that God treats us, the God of the universe looking after his children, then wow. Also, the Bible talks about us as being God's friends, friends of God. Now, what would you do for your friends? Would you defend them? Even die for them? But perhaps the best image, this is the one. Yeah, God calls the church his bride. Now, if someone's attacking my wife, I'm not just going to say, okay, hon, you're better than me, crack on. Those of us who are husbands know that we would do anything for our wives. And there's a security that comes from knowing our position, knowing who God is and knowing our position and how we fit into that. There's a security that comes in knowing that God will. That's the way he reacts and responds to us, children, friends, bride. But I think we can only get there, we only arrive at those points if we have in place, in our thinking, the right fear of God, of who he is. Now, of course, this all would be easier if all of us had 5 seconds in God's presence, do you think? Would that be good? It would be good. I think we would say, now I know I should fear God. We wouldn't be doing studies on it anymore. We'd get that revelation direct. And I wonder if at that point we wouldn't be sort of wondering flippantly, should I obey or obey God's commands? It might be a kind of, this has helped reinforce a few things for me. But of course, straight after that, we'd realise that knowing God and the fear of God would mean that also we have nothing left to fear, because our God is the God who provides for us in that area of security. Does that make sense? It's kind of a usual God thing. God says, the fear of the Lord is the start of wisdom. Get that right. And then he says, fear not. It sounds like the kind of thing that God does, doesn't it? But actually, the two do go together. One more scripture. I love this. Proverbs 19:23. Have we got that one, Johnny? It says that the fear of the Lord leads to life, and those who have it rest satisfied. The more I thought about this, it seems to me that without this proper understanding of the fear of the Lord, lots of things don't make sense. We're not going to understand why we should follow Jesus. We're not going to have a proper understanding of the power that's available to us through the Holy Spirit. And that's why God says this is real wisdom, and it begins with the fear of the Lord. One last statement. It says this: God wants us to fear him because that's going to lead us to a better life, a secure life, the one we were created for. And I don't know about you, but it just seemed to me that as part of the big picture of the God who is able that we talked about, I didn't want us to move on before just acknowledging who God is, and that actually for us to have that relationship with him, there is that sense that we find the fear of who he is. He is awesome. We should respect. We should revere. But actually, when we come face to face with God, our response is likely to be a Moses, Isaiah, John response that's then quickly followed up with a don't be afraid. And for me, the more I thought about it, actually, the God of love and the fear of the Lord, they come both side by side, hand in hand. They're not contradictions. They're both and. And one other thing that fits well with this, a few weeks ago, those of you who are here, we talked about an equation, two equations. One that said, big me plus little God equals weak life. But big God, or in other words, that I see God for who he is, the God who is able, and little me in perspective equals stronger life. And the more I thought about it, actually, the way you could also say this is fear of God, because that helps us see the bigness of our God. Little me, strong life.